if your life is a movie, you never know what's going to happen next. And you just kind of go through, it's like, wow, I thought it was going to happen like this. I could have never expected it to happen. I never could have expected that the money would fall from the sky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just going to be the little money going to fall off the back of the truck. It fell out of the hot air balloon. Whew.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hola, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington.
Your friendly neighborhood, Damani.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. Which pretty much means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be anything from love, life, music, movies, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you want to watch this podcast live, if you want to join the good people of the Gray Area, make sure you join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You will get access to this podcast live and early because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, as well as other content like The Standard. As well as our full review show.
Who made this?
And other content that we have been rolling out for you guys. So thank you. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area who have already joined us. And shout out to those who will be joining us very soon. We appreciate all of you guys. So what's up? I feel like we haven't potted in a long time for some reason. And it's only been a week. It feels like a month. It's
been a long week.
It has been a very long week.
Spring of events have been occurring.
Yeah, a lot has happened this week. Yeah. But, yeah, how y'all feeling, though?
I feel good. Great. Exceptional, even. How about yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel good. I wish the smoothie I made this morning was better, but other than that, I'm good. What about you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good. I'm like mellow. Yeah, I'm mellow. Melancholy. No, I'm not melancholy.
I'm about to say, I'm just mellow. All right, what were we talking about today?
Today's topic is the fact that being the future you is a full-time job. I say that because in order to be the full-time you, you have to...
To be what?
Future
you. I mean the future you.
It's like the full-time you? I mean, yeah, that's quite that's the topic too.
The future you is a full-time job because it's a constant practice of being something that... that you're making up as you go. So you're not 100% sure what this thing looks like, but... you have to constantly work and put effort and energy into being this thing. It could be something as little as waking up at a certain time. If you feel like the future you gets up at this time, you have to actively get up at this time. If they do this, if they would do this, then do that. And it's like a mind shift. It's a lot of energy that goes into actually being the future you, whatever that looks like.
I don't know, because I'll be trying to figure out if my future me wakes up earlier if they wake up at 8, you know. Yeah. And I'll be feeling like they wake up at 8, but then also I'll be feeling like they might wake up at 5 sometimes. But I definitely understand. I feel like I guess I never looked at it like that, as it being a practice. Well, not of it being a practice, but it being a full-time job in itself. Because when you think about being yourself, you just think about it as just being yourself. Not necessarily as like, oh, if you're trying to work to get to a certain version of yourself. Yeah, I never thought about it as practice. One thought that I had earlier this week was like, if I want to be something, then I can just be it now. Like, stop trying to, I don't know. I guess that's where the practice comes in. It's like not pushing it back or saying, oh, I can't do this yet, or I'm not this thing yet, and I could just start it right now. I could just say that I am and do the things that, you know, align with that, and start being it so that the things will come to fruition in my life. But, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of you guys. I think it definitely is a full-time job. I try not to look at it like a job per se, but I think it's definitely an exercise. It's almost like when you try to keep something. This is something I borrowed from Joe Dispenza, but like trying to keep something in your awareness for the whole day, you don't realize how many things distract you from it, or like how hard it is to think about one thing that isn't a negative thing for a sustained period of time. So I think it definitely is a task or exercise in, yeah, just concentration and focus. And because, like, it's also, you're also choosing. So, like, you constantly have to make the choice of whether it's what will my future self do, or the thing that I like to say is, like, how can I make this easier for my future self? Because, like, for me, it's like, oh, I'm really just helping myself out later. And that, for me, that usually helps me a little bit. But it's a constant choice. And it's like, you can't, you can take your foot off the gas, but if you do, you miss the opportunities where you could have, like, gotten the chance to experience what it's like to be the future you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, to piggyback off the whole choice part, because it definitely is a choice. And it's not only just a choice, it's a new choice in some instances. So if you're doing stuff on behalf of your future self operates completely differently than you're operating right now. So in one instance, if you would typically not do something, but you like, the future me would do this one thing, now it's a whole nother thing to actually get up and just do that thing, or do that thing, do that thing, do it. Well, yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, I was just gonna say that also kind of forces you to, it pushes you out of your comfort zone when you start thinking about making decisions for your future self, or to benefit your future self. I have been working on doing that lately, but not. Even when you're not thinking of it like, oh, I wouldn't do this now, but my future self would do this now. Even if you're thinking of it like, okay, I don't know if I would want to do this, but this would actually make it easier for what I'll have to do in the future. Or, like, it'll make it easier for my goals to align, or, like, my path to, you know, work out in my favor.
Favor, save you.
So, like, everything could work out in my favor. It'll make it easier for myself down the line. I've been working on that, and it's actually been pushing me outside of my comfort zone, because rather than being just lazy, I could be proactively lazy and, like, get whatever done now so that in the future I could just kind of chill out a little bit, or it won't be as difficult of a task to finish, to complete. Maybe I don't have to make as many calls as I normally would if I get certain things done now. Maybe I won't have to, I don't know. It's just alleviate some of the extra work that might come along that I might not have to do.
Yeah. You're right.
I was going to say, when it comes to like deciding or choosing to do what your future self would do, how I like to think about it, and you kind of talked about it, but how I like to think about it is like, if this was another person, like how I mentioned before, like if you know somebody who's great with communication, and it's like, what would this person do in this scenario? And it's like, it almost takes you outside of the current version of you when you ask it. So like, now when you're doing it, what would the future version of myself do? It's taking you out of like how you feel currently, and it forces you to be creative, because it's like, like maybe I would have, I like normally I would, I never would have done that, but because I thought about what you would do, I did something different. Right. And now it's like you get a chance to experience what it's like to be that version of you. Because, I mean, you can, the version that you want to be, you're like, you can be it right now. If we just put a time limit on it for whatever reason. So, yeah.
And I was just going to say, and then it becomes a game at that point. Or you could look at it as a game at that point. In terms of, first game that came to my mind was Sims.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Squid Games. I was about to say, I don't want to play that game.
I never seen that movie, that show. I don't plan on watching it.
It was good. Yeah. But go ahead. The Sims.
So just choosing what, choosing what you want to do. And, now you choose it. It's a game. Oh, you can have fun with it. Because you're actually making it up as you go. So, whatever you, like, you know you want to get here, and you create the path on how you get there, or, like, what you see, like, what that looks like, what that journey looks like, and what it looks like when you actually get to that space.
I think that's, well, first and foremost, it's so funny, because we're talking, like, but I was going to say, I think one of the things is a lot of people forget that they have the ability to choose as they go along their path. Like, that they're creating their path as they go. A lot of people feel like it's, everything is mapped out for you, so you're making the decisions that so-and-so wanted you to make, or that you saw somebody else make, or, like, even when we talk about, like, actual career paths, and we'd be like, oh, well, this is a path that's just, like, mapped out and structured. So if we talk about being a doctor versus being an artist, we're like, okay, well, that path is kind of pretty much, the blueprint is there for you to just go ahead and follow and da-da-da-da. Versus being an artist, we're like, well, it's no specific blueprint to follow. But at the end of the day, however you get to doing either path, like whatever you decide to do, it's still your choice of like how you get there. Whether it be like you're choosing what schools you go to, you're choosing what type of things that you focus on, you're choosing your medium of art, you're choosing how you go about like creating the opportunities or what opportunities you take. A lot of people, I feel like, because most people don't consider them creatives because they say that they're not in a creative field, they forget that they use creativity every day and they are still creating their paths as they go, because everybody is making choices. Like, we all just making choices. We creating whatever it looked like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, to what you were saying and to what Bridget was saying, we're all, everything is being made up as we go.
Right.
Like, it's not a, it does, even if it doesn't feel like it, but you're like, you're making it up as you go. Things occur and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do here? I mean, that's a large part of adulting, is you making stuff up as you go.
Yeah, they ain't tell you that.
They don't ever tell you that, but it's, yeah,
that's
just
what's happening.
You're making stuff as you up as you go, and then you're explaining what happened after the fact, and then it's like, hey, I did this, maybe I should have went left when I went right. But if I can help you as you go in there, beautiful. If not, okay. But the only thing you have, that's the beauty of it, I think, is like, if you knew how the story would end, you would probably get bored. So like, you get the opportunity to create and experience it like step by step. Like, I had saw somebody say, I don't know who it was specifically, but they were like, life is like having a joke. And it's like, you're trying to tell a joke and you don't know what the end is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know what the punchline is going to be. But you're going and you're just hoping that everybody kind of laughs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're like, all right, is people going to laugh at it? All right, cool. And it's like, everybody's watching you and they're all doing this exact same thing. We're all trying to, like, figure it out. And it's like, but you don't know how it's going to end. So you're just going moment to moment. And that's the part that's kind of, like, fun. It's like, oh, snap, I have no idea what's coming next. But I think a lot of times we don't feel like we have a choice in like the moment to moment of us, especially when it comes to us choosing to be our future self, a higher version of ourselves, or just a different version than we are. It feels like, nah, I can't do that right now. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And it takes as much time as anything else takes. Like, it could happen right this second.
Or it could happen down the line.
Couple seconds from now.
But I feel like that's one thing that I'm working on embracing now is the moment to moment, like living. I had a thought. Okay, yeah. It was like a separate thought from what I was about to say. All right. So, like, what I'm working on now is embracing the fact that moment to moment, I don't have to think ahead. Like, I don't have to think so far ahead. Everything doesn't have to be figured out because since I am creating something, there's freedom in that. And I feel like we often restrict ourselves to a box of, or when we're in a particular moment rather than, I guess, just being there and embracing that this moment will also pass and there will be another moment. We're thinking about like, oh, well, I can't move because I'm trapped here. So then that moment gets extended in our minds. It might not even be longer than 2 seconds, but in our head, we was there for 45 minutes. And what I'm working on is just embracing the moment to moment. And not feeling like I have to have, I guess, be planned ahead like four moments from now. Like, I can do that, but I recognize that that's not always necessary and it's not always healthy. And I'm not able to be in this moment if I keep looking at the next or I keep looking ahead. I can't fully be immersed in this current moment. So what I'm doing is, in order for me to create the path that I want so that I can get to my highest self and I can feel like I'm living out my highest self, my highest truth, my highest life, whatever, is to embrace that and allow myself to be as creative as possible in every moment, whatever that looks like. It could literally be making another smoothie because this one was not it.
Or bread.
Mm-hmm. I might be making more bread today.
I think you should. It's fine.
But like, yeah, or making bread or just like trying something that I wouldn't normally try. Regardless of if I think my future self would try this or not, it's just like, all right, let me just get creative with what I have right now in this moment. And being okay with that. Yeah.
I just started thinking about one thing that we were talking about yesterday. The future you might be, or maybe even the highest version, you might be the weirdest version.
Oh, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. It definitely is. So the conversation we was having yesterday, because, you know, no context
free. None at all.
The conversation we was having yesterday.
Join the Patreon. Right, definitely. Get some content.
You might.
You might not.
You have to come and see. Right.
But, all right, so the conversation that we were having yesterday, we learned a new way to meditate. And,
that's where that stemmed from?
Yeah.
Fashion.
But the entire, I'm going back to the original context of, all right, let me work. Okay. So we learned a new way to meditate. Our nutritionist told us a new way to meditate. She said that she was like, well, now you see, I'm even weirder than you thought or something like that. So, and then we were like, we're all weird. Fast forward, Breeze is looking at fabrics. What was it? Organic fabrics?
Yeah, non-toxic fabrics.
Non-toxic fabrics. And we were talking about, well.
Oh, I said, I was like, all right, I was on TikTok. I seen somebody that he put an outfit together, The pants that he had was fire. And I was like, oh, I love that color, the pockets, everything, how the pants fit, how it laid over the shoe and everything. And then I started thinking, like, I can't even wear it. And then I seen where it was from. And I was like, I know this ain't no organic fabric. So I'm like, I can't even shop or the same. I can't shop or look at clothes the same because I know these clothes is harming us. Like, they might look good, but it's a lot of chemicals and hazardous things in the fabrics. Or they get made or processed with these chemicals and stuff. So then I started going on a deep dive on fabrics and cotton, linen, 100% organic, hemp fabrics, all these, everything. It was cool. I was like, wow, this is good stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I can't shop the same. I don't even look at clothes the same. So I'm about to just start making my own stuff. That's how we got there. And then I was like, I'm the Sequoia. Well,
you ain't said that.
Yeah. So
I thought I said that.
He said.
I was like, you definitely. Well, so it really started from when you was like, I'm not weird. I don't think I'm weird. I was like, you make pants.
Yeah.
Of course you, like, everybody's gonna think like you're not weird to you, but like you make pants.
That's not everybody normal
thing. Like, I'm not weird. I'm not weird.
What do weird mean?
Probably out of the ordinary.
Yeah, anything that's not ordinary. And most people do not make pants. In the same way, I'm like, she makes bread. Like, it's like, you know, like her thing is, I can make that. Like, how to do from holes is like, I can fix that. I can make that. Oh, you got a perfectly good lasagna with the greatest vegan cheese. I'm going to make the vegan cheese myself. I don't need yours. It'd be like, the formula was great.
I still gotta make the vegan cheese.
It's like, the formula is great. I can make that.
All right, before we go on, the word weird means suggesting something supernatural, uncanny. Uncanny.
Man, if you don't take that, I'll take it. If you don't want it, I'll take it. I'll be
uncanny means strange or mysterious, especially in an unsettling way.
Yeah.
You know, I like unique, authentic, original. One of one.
You ain't have to look up uncanny.
Yeah, God, I was gonna say,
we looked up weird.
Weird, yeah. That was a synonym. It was part of the definition. Yeah, I mean, but
the definition of weird.
Yeah, that's just because it's one of the synonyms. That
yeah, went. You don't gotta pick that one to go by.
Unique, authentic, one of one,
or in some circles,
genuine.
Yeah.
I mean, in some circles, it is weird to be authentic.
Honestly.
So for some people, the point of being like an outlier, like the reason you're an outlier is because you are different than everything else that is the norm.
See? She said weird.
Yeah.
I made my own bread, too.
It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little weird.
Unique.
Ain't nothing wrong with being authentic. A little strange.
One of one.
It's nothing wrong with it. But going back to the topic, so that's where it originated from. Word. Going back to the topic, I do agree that your highest self is probably the weirdest version of yourself. Mm. Because a lot of times, when you are being your most weird self, whatever quirks you might have, she said, it's okay, Breeze. Whatever quirks you might have, whatever, like, things that you're interested in, like, you allow yourself to be your true authentic self, and sometimes that allows you to create things that you never imagined. It allows you to be mentally in a space that you never imagined. You might reach, what is it, nirvana, that state of peace, that the highest level of peace, like, because you're just allowing yourself to be. I think at that point, you are just allowing yourself to be who you are, uninterrupted, unapologetically, and just freely. And I do think that the highest version of yourself is probably the weirdest version of yourself, because you're not, at that point, I don't care what anybody else thinks of me. I don't care what society says this should look like. I'm just being.
Weird. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm just being untethered.
Yeah, and weird and
free.
To most people,
unique.
That is weird, though.
Yeah, that is, but that is to most people. So the average person who is not that, it would be weird.
Yeah, most people are not untethered. Yeah.
Like the person. Yeah, like if everybody, again, most people when they go outside they wear pants. The person that's outside that's not wearing pants, see, he's looking a little weird.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. I don't know why you're not wearing pants. So everybody else.
It's not a pants day, or it's wash day.
But that's weird.
That, again,
to that's be like is. Today's just not a pants day for me. So like I'm
most people be like, I'm not going outside.
But that's why they had to make those signs that say no shirt, yeah. No shoes, no pants, with, no service. Because somebody did it.
They just be. I understand the no shirt thing because like you come back from the courts. Playing basketball, you got a couple runs in, you don't got no shirt on. Walk in there, hey, can I get? You got to put a shirt. That happened before. Not to me, but to people.
I mean, it happens. They will not serve you sometimes.
I keep my clothes on.
Erica said it's sad, but most people never reach that point in their life, and that's why it's so weird. That's why it would be considered strange out of the ordinary.
Am I weird, or are they weird?
I think.
Well, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, to you, it might be weird that everybody's acting the same, where nobody's like people aren't authentic. But to them, it's like, why are you the only person
that's not
doing this?
Yeah.
Like, can't get right.
Yeah. Why, exactly. So this is a matter of perspective. I'm okay with being weird, but I'm okay with being weird. Knowing that. Like, nobody else is going to be me, and that I'm okay with that portion, but, like, yeah, it's all right. There'd be stuff I'd be looking at, like, am I weird? I gotta be weird, because I might be the only person that think this way. And, I mean, chances are you're not usually aren't the only person that's thinking what you're thinking, but...
But you might be the only person to express it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think, but that's also, like you were saying, that's part of your uniqueness. That's a part of, like... who you, what makes you you. So, but I think that because we are all so unique and we were all, I don't know, we were all created equally. But we were all created like differently, essentially. We have different features. We have different talents. We have, even if things are similar, just one experience in your life might change the way that a song comes out. Or it might change the way that you go about solving a problem. Versus, like, if everybody's lives were the same, if we were all the same people, then we would all figure things out the same exact way. We would experience life the same exact way. And I think that's what makes everything so exciting, is that we can just be ourselves. There would be no being ourselves if everybody was the same, because we would just be like each other. And that's no fun.
As the comments pop up, I'll be like, it would be nice to have 20/20 vision. Like, it would be nice to be able to read the comments from over here without moving.
That's why I have on my glasses. So she says, so what has to happen for each of you to tap into your weirdness?
Already have.
I think what?
Continue.
Go ahead.
Nah, you good. You was talking.
You make bread. You already.
Nah, but I feel like there's still areas where I'm still like more reserved, because like I'm used to, like, I'm very aware of how things are supposed to look or how they're supposed to go. So sometimes maybe I guess do things to the fullest extent because I'm like, well, I don't want to hear in so-and-so's mouth, or like, this is going to look weird or blah, blah, blah. So for me, I think it's just getting the unlearning.
Yeah, I say for me, it would be once I get to a point where I don't have to know. Like, what's next? Or, yeah, when I get to a space of not feeling like I should know, like, how to do this or what to do or what it should look like, and operate more from a state of, like you were saying earlier, moment to moment, like, I'm in this moment, so whatever happens, happens. So eliminate the knowing part, and then I'll be I'll be there.
And I just want to be clear, I just figured that out last night, so.
Word.
It's not like I've been working on this long.
Talking about the moment part or what you just said?
The moment part. I just realized that last night, but go ahead.
For me, I would say it's, of course, it's a choosing thing, like, I think, but it would be me choosing to be my weird self and then choosing to not care. Like, of course, I care about things, but, like, not care about how things look. Mm-hmm. And in a similar way to you, where it's like, I know how things are supposed to go. Even sometimes when I would be doing tests or like job interviews or whatever it is, right? I know the answer that you want me to give. And so a lot of times I'm debating on whether or not to give that answer or to give a totally different answer just for the sake of me giving a different answer. Or sometimes it's like, and it's like really just the thing where I'm trying to figure out which one of the answers is the most genuine for me. Like, which one is actually authentic? Because, like, I know the one that you want me to give. And I know it would be technically the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another answer that I might give in another context. So it's usually a toss-up. But for me, that was a quick segue. But not so quick segue. But pretty much it would just be me choosing not to care. And just going and just doing that. And, yeah, I think that would be the main thing for me.
Yeah, I think using the job interview thing, because I be having answers that I know will get me the job. And then I be having, like, do you want to hear what I really think? Mm. Or do you want me to just say this thing? And then I'll just say whatever the thing is. But I think at that point, it's a matter of choosing who you want to be in that moment.
Yeah, I think it always is. That's the point. That's what I was gonna say. Like, it's easy to see when it's in a job context. When you're in a regular conversation, when you're having, like, you know, answers that people want you to give, mm-hmm. or you know things that you're supposed to do, and you know that there's a part of you that would do something totally different. So recognizing like that part of you is probably the real version. Mm-hmm. Or the authentic version. I mean, I say it like it's a fake version, but the authentic version of you. And yeah, I think we just have to be willing to like just tap into that.
Yeah.
And I also think that if everybody approached it like, let me just say the thing that I actually feel versus the thing that I expect people to say, we would have a lot more fun in life. That's just me.
Get people riled up.
Once. I enjoy it more. Like, when I'm saying what I actually feel versus what I know would be.
It's because it feels good. It's like a release.
That, but also it's just like, I'm just being myself. It's not like something that I like have to contemplate. It's just like, I'm just saying how I feel. And a lot of times, especially if I'm able to articulate it in a way that the person actually receives it in the way that I intended it to be received, it makes for better conversations.
And I also feel like when you speak, when people aren't listening to respond, they're mm-hmm. like just listening to listen or to have a conversation, not looking for answers, just
having conversing. A conversation. Yeah, but I think that is also a part of us that makes us weird, because most people don't do that. Like, most people do just listen to respond. But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Dang. That point.
Go away.
One thing I was going to say was, to back to Erica's question, I'm almost there because I realized that now I don't have anything to lose by. I said this on the last pod or a pod before the last pod, but I'm at a space where I have nothing to lose by betting on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put all my eggs in the basket of me, that's when I'll be able to tap in, or that's when y'all will see me tap into the fullness of my uniqueness, my excellence.
I will say that I am I am practicing being there.
Word, me too.
Because I realize that I keep trying to figure out what, like, betting all on me or, you know, going all in for me looks like. And it's not something that I can figure out. Like, God is not showing me the... Like, I have I got the long term vision, but and I got the one step to do right now, and I won't get the next step until I complete the one step. So rather than trying to figure out, all right, well, I got this step, what's step 2, 3, 4, 5, so I could, you know, prep. It ain't no prepping. So, but in order to complete this step, I have to fully, you know, tap into, like, my creativity, my uniqueness, my weirdness, all of that stuff.
And I was going to say, of course, everything's by design, but that specifically is by design because if I give you 45 steps, you're not even, the step that you're on, you're not going to give your full attention to anyway.
Because I'm going to be overwhelmed.
Like, why would I give you 45 steps and the first step is, hey, open the book.
It's like, I gave you 2 last year, you still ain't doing.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to give you more than you can chew. Like, this isn't, this is way too much. Nah. Because then by the time... By the time you actually get there to the point where you're, like, in your weirdness or whatever, or you're doing whatever you're doing, like, you're so far from the beginning steps, right? It's like I used to hear the analogy of, like, people being on the treadmill, and it's like when you shouldn't just out the gate start sprinting 30 miles an hour. Like, I mean, if you can, kudos to you, but, like, that's, like, it's not a natural thing. It's like you can walk up there, and then by the time you get there, it's like, oh snap, I'm sprinting full out right now. I didn't know I was gonna be going this fast. I didn't even know I could go this fast. Mm-hmm. But like, we be trying to do all of this, jump all the way to the end, and be like, all right, I need to do this. It's like, nah, just give the first step your undivided attention. You're like, you're. And again, your attention is your life, we talked about. Give it your actual attention and your focus, and then you can move on to the next step.
But then I'll be like, y'all be wanting me to start with the end goal and playing backwards. But, like, how am I supposed to play it backwards if I don't know the steps?
Well, I think it's to... I think you have an idea in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, you get creative in your mind. This is ideally, it would go like this. You try it. And you're trying out the steps, and maybe that first step wasn't the step you're supposed to take.
That'd be the other thing. It'd be so trial and error. I'd be like, all right, let me just focus. Because I'm doing 15 things, and none of these other things is right. You told me to turn left. Yeah. I went right, went up, down, side to side, you know.
It's all exciting. It's supposed to be exciting, at least to me. I think it's...
It is.
Because you never know what it's if your life is a movie, you never know what's going to happen next. You have an idea. Good is subjective.
No, I just mean, like, you know, good movies be the ones that you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and you just kind of go through, it's like, wow, I thought it was going to happen like this. I could have never expected it to happen. I never could have expected that the money would fall from the sky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just going to be the little money going to fall off the back of the truck. It fell out of a hot air balloon. Whoo.
Do that they was still different. Have those?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay. But yeah, Erica said basically what the book The Alchemist said about seeing all the steps at once. If we saw them all, we probably wouldn't start. That's true. But I would be like, you know what? I know what to do.
It's a good book.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, it's a good book.
I know what to do. I already know. But that'd be the thing too. Even when you know what like your next step is, or you feel like, or you have, I guess, a chunk of, like, you what you're supposed to be doing, or what you think it's supposed to look like, you'd be like, I already know what to do. I just ain't started yet. And then I realized I was saying that for a long time.
Yeah, I was talking.
So it's like, all right, well, you knew what to do. You ain't do nothing with it. So let me give you this one step that in this moment you're supposed to be doing so that you can focus on that. If you can focus on that, I'll give you the next step. If you can focus on the next step, I'll give you the one after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to just trust me.
Yeah, because seeing 45 steps, another example, when we're baking or cooking, right? Whenever I see the directions and it got 45 steps, I instantly be like, I don't want to make this. I don't even want to. I just let me go in. Let me go in the fridge.
Got to
me. Yeah, I was gonna say. Let me chill. Let me chill. Let me make a smoothie. I don't even want to do this. But then when I stop and I go through it, I'm like, all right. It says pour the milk in the bowl. Oh,
that's the one. When you start reading, it's like this all could have been step one. First 10 steps. Man. Step one. You know, all the dry ingredients in one bowl.
Boom. And I'd be like, oh wow, this isn't as overwhelming because it's just follow the instructions. And the next thing you know, you're done. It's like, plus time moves a lot faster when you just follow the instructions. You start thinking about how long it's going to take you to do something. You could have been done already.
I feel like time moves slower when you follow directions.
It depends.
Yes, I think in general time moves slower, but I think the task gets done before you realize
The task gets done.
Yeah, you'd be like, wow, I thought that was going to take a little bit longer.
And when you read, when you read, like, the full directions, like, and go step by step, because sometimes what I be doing is, like, I'll get down to step 5 and I'll be like, well, I know what to do for the rest of it. Like, I've done this before, and it be like, no, this is a new variation. With new ingredients, you needed to go through exactly what it said. But yeah, I guess that is by design that moment to moment, day by day. Erica said, this is an awesome discussion. I hate I can't be there in person to converse. I'm going to stop chatting so y'all can stay on topic. Nah, keep talking to us because you helping. Because we weren't thinking about it from this perspective.
You are also a part of the moment.
You definitely are a part of this moment, a part of this conversation.
This is, and that's also a part of what being like the moment to moment part is like you're like water. You're flexible. Like like literally, it's like you're still you, but you got to be able to move and operate when things happen, like in real time.
And this is also a luxury of being part of the Patreon, part of the good people of the Patreon, because you get to join in, interact with us, shift the conversation. We started talking about being your future self. Now we're talking about the alchemist. We're talking about everything. We're talking about cakes, following instructions. It could go anywhere. But that's the beauty of being a part of the Patreon. So do yourself a favor and join the Patreon. Stop playing.
So is it weird to, like, is it weird to just be in the moment? Like, would it technically be weird because most people don't do that? I wonder how many people do not be, like, just in the moment. Don't, like, live moment to moment.
I don't think it's weird to live in the moment because you're supposed to live in the moment. Like, life was never, this is just how I look at it. Life was never meant to be so stressful, so strenuous, everything so structured. I feel like because all we have is the moment. The past, we can't change it. We can't go back and change the past. And in order to change the future, it depends on what you do in the moment. So all we really have is the moment. And then when the future gets here, it's just another present moment. Mm-hmm. So all we have is
now.
King's home. Ba-dam.
But yeah, life is happening now. Like, life is happening here. And I think that's something that we kind of miss out on because we're, like, planning. And again, there's nothing wrong with planning because it's, like, but the planning is all dependent on what's going on right now. Like, everything that's happening right now is happening right now. Like, you are alive right now. Like, we are having a conversation right now. You are listening right now. Tuned in. Appreciate you. And just, everything is happening, like, right now. And I think sometimes it feels overwhelming. Like, that's not to say to not plan, because I think planning is very important. Knowing how to do it and effectively prepare yourself for the future. But, like, in a moment-to-moment basis, it's like, that's where life is at. Like, that's where you get experiences from. Like, do you know how many opportunities or like experiences I've robbed myself of because I was thinking about a million things while I was doing something else, like, or while I was somewhere else? It's like, bro, I could have had so much more fun, and I could have had so many more experiences, but I was too busy being in my head about something that has nothing to do with now. I'm thinking about a memory from earlier in the day. I'm like, I spilled something earlier on my shoes. I'm still upset about it. I can't let this go. And it's like, you could have made a friend. You know what I'm saying?
I got two things. The first one is about the planning and everything. The plan is critical, it's crucial, it's very important, but still, like, it's the importance of being in the moment is also crucial because it allows you to adjust. So, like, don't be so high strung and hell bent on the plan that you aren't able to shift and adjust. And my other thing, it doesn't have anything to do with anything we was talking about. You got an M on your hand?
Yeah.
Or on both hands?
Yeah.
You got an M on that hand. But do you got an M on that hand?
Of course.
I was like, what hand is behind me?
I don't got an M on this hand.
What does that mean? Hold on.
See, my M is here.
He's talking about the palms of my hand. Yeah. We'll get back to that. Because I'm gonna lose my point if we... Okay, that's going to be...
That's our palm reading.
We're going to have a Patreon reading moment where we do this. We figure out what this M on our palm means at the end of this. But I was going to say, dang, what were you saying?
What was I saying? Moment, planning.
Oh, oddly enough, planning, doing the 12-week year has helped me so much more, like, be able to be in the moment. And I know that sounds, like, weird, but because I was able to map out what I'm working toward, and I'm able to make a schedule, like, I make a schedule for myself every week. So, like, now when I am in a moment, when I know, like, I look at my calendar, okay, I'm supposed to be editing the podcast right now. I know during that time, I can just lock in. Because I don't have to be thinking about a bunch of other things, because also I have a buffer block to think about all the other things. And when I'm in my buffer block, that is me being in that moment. I haven't mastered it yet, for real. But it has been actually helping, because it's not me trying to figure out, all right, what should I do next? Or what does the next step look like? I already wrote down what I need to get done. So let me go ahead and do this one thing that I need to focus on right now. Now, all right, that's done. Let me go ahead, mark that off. I can focus on the next thing, because this was a plan that I created with my vision in mind that I created with God. So,
yeah, and in regards to that, I remember watching, and I was doing this already, but like watching a clip of Kobe talking about like his process of like getting better as a basketball player, him talking about when he decides to do something, it's like, that's it, right? I decided to do something. So like, if I decided to go to practice at 4 a.m., I'm here. Like, everything else doesn't matter because I decided to be here. And it's like, I think there's so many times where we decided to do something and we're fighting ourselves, mm-hmm. like, to be outside to do something else. I don't feel like you already decided you was going to be here. Just be here until you're not here anymore.
Right.
And then it's like, and that was something that I learned from us doing the detox and us mm-hmm. doing others, just whether it's 12-week year, whatever it is, just the idea of when you said you were going to be here, mm-hmm. it's like, once you actually decided to be here or you showed up here, there's no point in complaining about me being here anymore, because the only, like, that I'm making this worse than it needs to be. Like, I could just do this. It's like working out. It's like, I don't want to be in the gym. I got to do another set. Oh my God. As opposed to you just, all right, cool. I did my first set, then my second set, then my third set. Now I'm out. Like, the more you complain about it, or the more we like stay in our heads about it, the more time it takes for it to get done. This task was, but we talk about this all the time, this task was supposed to take 15 minutes. You dragged it for an hour and 30 minutes. And it was like, it was a terrible hour and 30 for you. And it's like, nah, just enjoy the fit, whatever it was. Even if it sucked at first, we gonna get through it.
One thing that I write about often, like when I'm journaling, and this is something I had to decide for myself a few months ago, was, I always like been writing about, you know, life is beautiful. And I decided that in every moment, even if I don't necessarily want to be there, or, you know, I wasn't expecting this thing, my one thing that I try to do is find the beauty in every moment, so I can enjoy myself as much as I can while I'm there. even if it, and of course, like, you know, things happen. Sometimes it's an unfortunate, like, moment. You know, that does happen from time to time. But in that time, all right, well, what beauty could possibly come from this? Or what beauty can I find in this moment? Is it that my skin was clear that day? Like, is it that the sun was shining brightly that day? Like, any and everything, just because, I guess it's kind of an exercise in gratitude, but if I can find the beauty in that moment, I know that I was truly there.
Yeah. And I think Erica said definitely being in the moment.
She said definition of being in the moment. That. I don't know if I have ever...
Eyes getting weary.
I don't know if I have ever been in the moment. No, I've read it. I have read it already. But yeah, she said she don't know if she's ever been in the moment. And... Well, I mean, honestly, today is a good day to start.
Yeah, it's something that's one of our good friends, Sierra, friend of the pod, she told us about is like looking around and being like, all right, what's one thing that I see? What's one thing that I smell? What's one thing that I can feel?
It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with all your senses.
Yeah, and just going through. And sometimes when I do that, it'll bring me right back into what's actually happening now, as opposed to like what's in my head or...
Yeah. What? Yeah, it kind of grounds you in the, I guess, the reality of the actual moment that you're in. And yeah, I like that exercise. I always forget to do it, but but it does help me when I do remember. But I think even just recognizing that you don't know that you've ever been in the moment, like, that's where it starts. Once you realize that you haven't done it, then you can start figuring out, all right, what does being here, being in this moment, look like to me? What does it feel like to me? That type of thing. She said, yes, I heard that my counselor has told me to do that when I become overwhelmed. Yeah, I had to do that when I was doing an anxiety attack one time. But... Yeah, you just got to figure out what works for you. And just, I don't know, that's why, like, me finding the beauty in every moment, like, that's been my thing. And literally, it works for me. It helps me to remember, like, I'm here. Today's a good day. It might have felt like a bad moment, but...
Today was a good day.
Today was a good day, you know?
But I want you to think that we forgot about your M's. Did you look up what the M's mean? M's on your hand?
Oh, I was going to...
Money man.
I thought we was going to do that as a Patreon.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know.
All right, since we're about to do that, do y'all have any final thoughts on being your highest self, practicing to be your highest self, on being weird, on being in the moment, anything? No?
No. Got nothing. I think we said it all.
All right. So thank you guys for joining us. I will say my final thoughts are, practice being your highest self, practice being the weirdest version of yourself, and just being authentically you. Figure out what that means for you, and also just practice being in the moment. If you're in the Patreon, hang tight. but to everyone else, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. And if you want to find out about our palm reading, if you want to get exclusive access to to content, and to just chill out with us, because we got a lot more stuff in store for you guys. And for the gray area, the good people of the gray area, make sure y'all join our Patreon at the low price of $3 a month. You can have access to all of these things. But in the meantime, we appreciate y'all, and we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.